brings all the latest news and updates from the states of South. Let's go first to Telangana. Back in the chief minister's seat in Telangana with a sweeping majority, K. Chandrasekhar Rao is ready to focus on the next big project, a non-Congress, non-BJP federal front. KCR, as a chief minister is popularly known, has already laid the groundwork, holding meetings with various regional leaders including Mamata Banerjee and M.K. Stalin. We can have a coordination committee of important regional leaders which will lead this front, said his party's senior leader and Lok Sabha member B. Vinod Kumar. Now let's move on to Andhra Pradesh. Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu's visit to Rajasthan and Madhya Pradesh to attend the swearing-in of Congress chief ministers on the invitation of Congress President Rahul Gandhi has come under criticism by opposition parties. The opposition leaders said while the state was facing a threat in the form of Cyclone Pithai, Naidu was touring other states for political gains. Now let's go to Karnataka. The Karnataka government on Monday said that the prasad in the food poisoning incident at a temple in Chamrajnagar district contained substances dangerous for human consumption. The death toll in the incident reached 14. Now let's move on to Tamil Nadu. Actor turned politician Kamal Haasan today said the Tamil Nadu government is giving short shrift to the plight of people in cyclone hit areas in the state after visiting the affected region for a third time since November. He alleged state government officials have not yet inspected several villages affected by the severe cyclonic storm Gaja that hit the coastal areas of the state in mid-November. The relief camps face threats of epidemics, he said. Now let's go to Kerala. Four transgenders who were earlier stopped from proceeding towards the Lord Ayappa temple on Tuesday offered prayers at the hill shrine under a heavy police security cover. Ananya, Trupti, Renjumol and Avantika, clad in traditional black saris and carrying the customary Irumudiketu, that is sacred offerings to the deity, were escorted by police from Nilakkal to Pamba and during the trek to the shrine. That's all for today in South Connect. For more news updates, log on to www.swnews.in.
If you like this video, please share it and we would love to hear your comments in the comments section down here. Also, please do like our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter to get minute-to-minute news updates. For more such shows and videos, well, subscribe to our YouTube channel.